So without a break, then, we'll turn to our next topic here on the Jefferson Exchange, which is transportation. Tastes in transportation change over time. Just look at some pictures of the cities in our region about 80 years ago, and you see things like trolley cars in Medford. It happened, and then it unhappened. Public transportation within our towns is generally by bus these days. One of the bigger operations in the region is a bit bigger than a few years ago. Medford-based Rogue Valley Transportation District was able to expand a service a few years ago when voters passed a tax levy. Now RVTD is looking a bit further down the road, making a master plan to take the agency all the way out to the year 2040. And you can take part in shaping the plan. And here with details on how to do that is Paige West, who is RVTD's Planning and Strategic Programs Manager. Paige, good to have you back on the studio.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So there's always some kind of guiding document in force at RVTD, is that right?
Absolutely. We have several planning documents that are both short range within a couple years and a few that are even going out to maybe 15 years. But this is the only plan that we have ever worked on that goes out to 2042. It's actually a 25-year plan. We're calling it the 2040 plan because it just sounds so much better. And the vision is really to have the plan horizons be in three different pieces of time. So we have a short range that is still going to be really the next 5 years. And that is honestly where we're spending most of our time focusing on future service. And then there's going to be a more mid-range, which is sort of the years 6 through 15, looking ahead so that we know that we have enough vehicles, for example, buses that we're purchasing and staff that we're onboarding. And then the outer years are looking at future land use, urban reserve areas that have been identified by the seven cities that we serve. And by that time, you know, 2040, we're projecting that those new residential areas, new business centers will probably be built out. And so we want to make sure that we're identifying those early on and try to have those coordinate with the service that we're looking at putting in today.
Which makes me wonder how detailed your research is. I mean, you were able to tell things like people who are moving to the region and becoming Oregonians for the first time maybe are already public transit users. Are you getting any indication like that?
Well, what we do have are demographics based on what we traditionally see as being transit-dependent users or people who do not have a car at their convenience or potentially are not of an age. Either they're not old enough, maybe they're 14, 15, 16, but independent, or they're of an age in their older and wiser years of life, maybe 70 or beyond, where they're really looking at using transit more often. And so based on those demographics, we are absolutely, as everybody else who's in the healthcare field and other institutions that work with older adults especially, we are projecting about a 25% increase in our transit and our Valley Lift paratransit service that would really mean more trips, more demands, and something that we want to be prepared to accommodate.
You said something a moment ago about dependence on public transportation. Is it generally that is who you're dealing with rather than people who just want to ride public transit because they don't feel like having a car?
It's hard to say. We do a passenger survey every 3 years, and we just finished one in February of 18. Approximately a third of the people who are riding our buses day-to-day say that they do have a car available. Whether that's a car that they have available to the entire household, perhaps it's a wife that needs that during the day for her kids, but the husband takes it to work, or if it really means that there's a family of, say, two or three households and they literally only have one car. So it's hard to say who really does have a car that's available to them, but we do approximate that it's about 20 to 30% of our passengers are choosing to use transit, perhaps even just one day a week. But predominantly, based on our region's very convenient automobile infrastructure, meaning free parking in all of our cities, very little congestion, we aren't seeing as many what we call choice riders on our system as you would, say, in Portland.
I had never thought about the particular aspect of it, that in places where parking is expensive, as it tends to be in big cities, public transportation is a more attractive option.
It is absolutely one of the indicators of whether or not a community will be more of a cyclist community, a walking community, carpooling community, or transit community is parking. And so, you know, we're also envisioning probably within 25 years, we will start to see some of our downtown areas become more urbanized with that type of approach, and we'll start to see parking that is being paid either every minute or every hour. And I think once that starts to happen, and we've certainly heard more discussions about that in Ashland, we will start to see ridership increase by choice riders.
Paige West is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's in charge of planning at the Rogue Valley Transportation District, RVTD. She's planning and strategic programs manager. And we're talking about the new 2040 master plan, still in the formation stages and still taking input. And you can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. You can also send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. 2022 is a year that looms rather large in your planning because your five-year levy runs out then. Is that right?
It actually is in 2021. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what we have, though, are plans to start looking at how to use the new state transportation improvement funding that the 2017 House bill for transportation provided all the transit operators around the country. And we're looking at planning for approximately 4 service enhancements starting this fall and into 2020. That could be 2 new routes. It could be expanded service hours every weekday. But the 2040 plan is really focusing in on these near-term goals for the community. And the open house that we have available right now is online. It's RVTD Transit 2040transitplan.com, RVTD 2040transitplan.com. will take you right to the project website where you can hop onto this really cool, sophisticated survey platform that takes you through maps and priorities for service. And we've collected all this information really over the last year. There's been a tremendous amount of work with organizations, survey work with employers and the general community, having in-person open houses, and then also looking at the demographic data and housing density data and employment density data so that we can try and pinpoint what we think we should do now. And we're asking simply in this current virtual open house if there's a certain priority listing. If you had your druthers and you could pick what RVTD would do absolutely first coming this fall in 2019, what would that be? So we really want to know from the community, are we on the right track? And you'll start to see the impacts of that literally within the next 9 months or so.
So you're asking not only where's but also how's. Do you want to go by express bus, or do you want to have other kinds of bus service in different times of the day, things like that? But let's talk about the where's first. I did go through the survey, and it is quite layered. It's fun to go through for anybody who loves maps, and I do. But you got some things on there like circulator routes, which is these things that you generally don't have at RVTD now.
Not in the traditional sense. So we have what we call a hub and spoke type of system where we have all of our routes going into downtown Medford to Front Street Station. And they're very long routes. It takes several hours sometimes to complete your trip. What we're trying to do is provide you with more links. And so you would be required to transfer from one route to another outside of downtown Medford, but it could make your transit trip in terms of going from, say, Talent into Ashland or Talent into Talent, or maybe even within Medford, maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that we need to have more coverage, but we also need to link people up closer to where they're trying to go with another route that's going in that direction. So circulators that are within communities. We've only done that in Ashland and a couple of other locations, but right now we don't have any circulators. And then we're looking at, like you said, the Express. That's probably one of our favorite things that we're wanting to try out, because we do have quite a few people that are traveling between communities, and they don't want to stop at every single stop every quarter mile. They just want to get to the next town. So an Express bus would provide them with a very convenient solution to do that. But they have to make sure that when they get there, that they're also able to transfer to the route that will take them to their final destination. Because most likely, it's not downtown Medford proper. It's probably maybe Asante or going out to a college campus or a medical appointment. So we need to make sure that we build that other link system that gets them to their final destination.
Well, you mentioned Asante, so that brings up the idea of whether you thought about buses from other towns to that part of East Medford where Rogue Regional Medical Center is, and whether, rather than coming from Medford, you'd be coming from Ashland or from White City straight to the East Medford area without going downtown.
Exactly. So we have a transfer center at the South Gateway Walmart that is supposed to be a transfer center for you to get onto the Route 24 that takes you to the hospital without having to go to downtown Medford. So, you know, part of this is route planning. And then in the background, we're also looking at major bus stop points, new transfer locations that would require land, that would require staffing outside of the downtown Medford area for security purposes and ticket agents, et cetera. We've been looking at putting in new transfer stations in the North Gateway area up by Trader Joe's, Central Point, 2nd and Manzanita Street, over by the McAndrews and West Main intersection, Ross Anley area, which was meant to be a transit-oriented development. And also we have locations in downtown Talent, downtown Phoenix, and downtown Ashland that would also serve as transfer locations. But we just need the routes now to make that happen.
All right, so you got the locations. You just need the routes that will actually go past there. Paige West, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Rogue Valley Transportation District's Planning and Strategic Programs Manager. We're talking about the 2040 RVTD Master Plan, which is taking input online right now at rvtd2040transitplan.com. You can join us here on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. I noticed the mapping tool that comes with the online open house, so the public and view comments made so far. I was going to ask you what the comments were, but there they were. And I noticed a lot about specific stops or greater frequency on certain routes. This is a fairly common kind of thing, it seems, so far.
Yes, the bus stops are also a big part of this. So we have a growing need to improve our stops, not only for ADA compliance, but also to make them more attractive and somewhere where someone would want to wait. And we are coming up against some challenges with not having sidewalks available, and then also with the ADA compliance and making sure that we have enough space in front of our bus stops to maintain that compliance. And so it's challenging, and it's something that my department has been working on for years, and I unfortunately think we're going to continue to have to work on this for a number of more years. We're really working with the cities and trying to do sidewalk infill, but if you don't have the right-of-way or the land that's in the public realm, it's a private property owner, that's one very expensive project then. Or if you're looking at the ability to put in a ramp for someone who's in a wheelchair, again, that there's a lot of legality that goes with that. So we're working on it, but it's probably one of the biggest challenges that we have at RVTD.
You were able to restore Saturday service and go later in the evening with the passage of that property tax levy a couple of years ago. We mentioned it expires in 2021, but then you mentioned state money. Does that state money mean you might not have to go for another property tax levy, or will you have to do that too?
The state funding was born out of an idea that the state of Oregon is one of the last in the country to support public transportation. I think we were 38th in the country for how our state supports transit. And so the legislature really wants to see us further transit and expand transit, not just support what we currently have. So it's going to be an interesting next 5 years, because we are going to be growing the system with the new state money. And then potentially, if the property tax is not passed, we'll have to see if we can use some of that state money just to keep what's intact there, or we'll look for alternative resources. But the whole goal of the new state money is to expand service on top of what we see today.
Let's take a quick call here from Donna in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Paige West from Rogue Valley Transportation District.
I'm going to try to make this short. I thought you could integrate with disaster by having smaller buses that you already have, but have more like Valley Lift, plus electric, plus grants perhaps. Buses are circulating all the time, I assume, in general. So in the event of a disaster, there could be gathering places where people would know to go, and buses, as they're able, could pick up, because otherwise I don't think most of us see any solution for the traffic congestion if we would drive. But I think that we could try to push the disaster access plus.
All right,
we're going to use it more. I mean, if there's more availability, we will use transportation more in general.
Okay, thank you for the thoughts, Donna. Appreciate that. Thoughts from you, Paige?
Yeah, that's something that we have been not only thinking about, but tasked with, honestly. We are what's considered a second responder when there is a disaster. We will go to the locations for evacuees that we are being asked to respond to by the there's a Jackson County hazard group that would be dispatching us, essentially. So we are definitely involved in response to any disaster that happens, whether it's a small fire in a neighborhood to a much larger Cascadia event type of disaster. We do have trials to make sure that we're prepared for that. So thanks for considering that.
So how much longer can this is phase two, I guess, of the 2040 Transit Master Plan input?
This is the second opportunity to weigh in, and it's only open until Monday.
All right, February 5th. So people need to get online and make their links and put their comments on. And it's pretty easy to put your stuff on there, I noticed.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Paige West is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, RVTD's senior planner. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about planning for the future and public transit in the Rogue Valley.